New research has depicted a bleak future for all life on Earth if extreme environmental change takes place. Published in the journal Scientific Reports, the study says a global temperature rise of 5 to 6 degrees could be enough to wipe out all animal species. Louise Creeley has the story.
An extinction domino effect. That's what could annihilate all life on Earth, according to new research. And scientists from Flinders University and the European Commission's Joint Research Centre in Italy say it should make humans less optimistic about the impact of future climate change. Professor Corey Bradshaw is the Matthew Flinders Fellow in Global Ecology and co-lead author of the report.
We created this pretend planet, linking up all of these species based on real data. And then we slowly heated these virtual Earths, or we slowly cooled them. And as species exceeded their temperature tolerances and then went extinct, then all the dependent species that were connected to them then went extinct in a cascade. And these are called co-extinctions. And so what happens basically is that the predicted amount of extinctions from any value of climate change, whether that be increasing temperature or decreasing temperature, depending on the catastrophic case, underestimates the total number of extinctions by up to 10 times.
Professor Bradshaw says in their virtual Earth model, a warming of 5 to 6 degrees was enough to wipe out every type of species on the planet.
Incidentally, that actually seems to match some of the conditions we saw in the geological record, suggesting that planetary warming of, 5-6 degrees caused most of the species on the planet at that time to go extinct. Clearly not everything. Some survived, obviously, otherwise we wouldn't be here. But there were mass extinctions millions of years ago that in some cases wiped out over 95% of all species on Earth. And that's a real possibility in our immediate future.
Professor Brendan Wintle from the University of Melbourne is the director of the Threatened Species Recovery Hub, a national research organisation. He says Australia is one of the worst offenders when it comes to biodiversity loss.
We have 1,800 species on our list in Australia that are at risk of extinction. And so the decline in status of species moving on to that list of being at high risk of extinction, that gives us the second worst rate of biodiversity loss on the planet, behind Indonesia and, as I said, the worst in the developed world.
While the climate change response needs to eventually be a global one, scientists say there's more Australia can do on its own to tackle the other main drivers of extinction: habitat loss and the impact of feral animals. Professor Wintle says it's known what needs to be done and now the government must act on the research.
There are ways for dealing with those threats, but it costs money. So we need to spend money to actually save species. Those nations that actually spend money save species. It's as simple as that.
And that's Professor Brendan Wintle, the director of the Threatened Species Recovery Hub, ending Louise Creeley's report. And we approached the Environment Minister, Melissa Price, for comment, but as yet we haven't had a response.